Good morning, and welcome to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. I don't know if you guys heard that, but some Sufjan Stevens was starting to play. Not from me, but from the algorithm. And that's actually crazy for Monday at 7 in the morning. Don't worry, that is not the vibe that I will be curating for you all today. I promise. This week, I'm going to be playing some good vibe songs. The weather is getting a little colder. On my walk over here this morning, it was 56 degrees. And that was so fun. So, these are good, like, I would say these are good 68 degree songs. Like, sunset watching, you know, end of day, beginning of day songs, but more 68 degrees, where the high of the day is 75, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I'm really excited because there are a lot of my personal favorites in today's show. Like, not that I don't love every song I play, but these songs specifically I've just been really enjoying lately. And I've been in a little bit of a funk, so I think I need some feel-good songs. And I think everybody always needs feel-good music. The first song is an instrumental, which isn't usually what I play, but it's just so good. And when instrumentals are really good, they don't feel instrumental. If, you know, like they feel like the instruments are singing in a way. Also, the title is very topical for me because I am in the midst of planning a big trip to this specific country. So let's get into the music, shall we? Because my voice is it's a little raspy this morning. So I don't want to subject you to any more of it before I, you know, warm it up. So this is Got Caught in Amsterdam by Arc de Soleil.
she go, crashing up Bugatti. Speed it up, take it slow, glitter, glitter, riding. Little high, little low, charge it to your daddy. Easy come, easy go.
Got a little sneak preview there. I wasn't quick enough on the draw. That was Let's Go Back by Jungle. I absolutely love Jungle. Their songs always just give me such energy. And shout out to Sienna for showing me this song on Friday. I said it would make it to the show, and hey, here it is. I love when people recommend me music. It just makes me so happy to, like, listen to something that somebody else loves. It makes listening to that song more enjoyable. And also just knowing that, like, somebody thought of me and was like, hey, I think you'd like this song. I think that's really cool. And I don't know. I just love music. So I love when people give me more music to listen to, especially if it's like broadening my horizons in a way. I don't know. Please recommend me music, I guess is what I'm saying. Okay, moving on to our next set of songs. This song is by another one of my personal favorite artists. And I listen to one of their songs religiously in the springtime, every spring. And I can't say the name because it has a swear in the title. But if you go to the artist, I think it might be their most popular song. Anyway, this is Check Your Face by OK Kaya.
Common sense and me are dancing.
That was Charmed by Stella and Redinho. I'm honestly not sure if that's how those artist names are pronounced, because they're written in a very interesting way. One of them has a special character, the other one I just don't know. So, yeah, I have no idea. Either way, great song. Kind of makes me feel like the sun is blinding my eyes, but in a good way. If you catch my drift. Okay, moving right along, this next song was a summer classic for me when I would drive along the lake to my various appointments. You know, I was just so busy in the early afternoon, specifically early afternoon, because it just didn't have enough, I don't know, it just wasn't necessarily a morning song. Even though I said that all of these were morning songs, this one's not. I lied. And it definitely wasn't a nighttime song. At least what I believe to be a nighttime song. This was for sure, I guess you could move it to late afternoon, but this was an afternoon song. And we'll see if you agree with me. This is Strange Powers by The Magnetic Fields. Enjoy.
Oh, T-Bird, you've been away from that too long, far too long. I don't listen to the news no more. Like an alarm clock, I just don't seem to care. This world isn't big enough. Seabird, fly home. Like a lonely seabird, you've been away from land too long, far too long. Suddenly you're with me, then I turn and you're not there. Like a ghost you haunt me. You find warm in a warm night air. Oh yeah. Sunset's full moon, don't turn you on. Like an untied dog, you just had to run. Like a lonely seabird, seabird, fly home. I just don't wanna be the seabird, seabird. We'll be right back.
All right, that was Will I See You Again by The Sacred Souls. Isn't that song so good? Like, not to be that way, but I really love that song. The Sacred Souls. Whew, it's early for me. They sing Can I Call You Rose, which I practically guarantee you've all heard at least once. If not, go listen. But I'm pretty sure almost everybody who would be listening to this show has heard that song. I think that group of songs was definitely a bit slower, maybe a little sadder, but still had a nice groove. I think, though, the energy should definitely be brought back up a little because, as I mentioned last week, Mondays, I have econ at 9 a.m. And I'm not going to speak too much on it because if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. And also, I've been saying how much I maybe do not like that class to probably everybody and anyone. Well, anyone and everyone who will listen. Because it's actually ridiculous how much I dislike that class. And not necessarily because I dislike the subject of econ. And so I'll leave it at that. I could say so much. I could say so much, but I don't know who's listening. So I'll leave it at that. I'm hoping this next segment of music is more energetic, as I was saying before I went on my little econ rant. It's still going to be, like, softer than maybe it was at the beginning of the show, but definitely brighter than this last segment. Almost think, like, if the beginning of the show was a lime, these are lemon songs. I got asked that question, are you a lemon or a lime? I think I'm definitely a lime. Let me know in the comments below, are you a lemon or are you a lime and why? Because I think that's actually a really interesting question. Anyway, let me actually stop talking. This next song I really enjoyed over the summer. I keep saying that, but guys, I've not really had time to find new music since being back at school, so all of the songs I've been playing are my favorites from summer. Sorry, I had 3 months of doing nothing but work and listen to music, which, okay, hey, I'll take it. This song was one of my favorites. I really like it, and I don't know how to explain it, so I'm not gonna try. This is Time Walk by, it's either Binny, Bunny, or Benny. B-N-N-Y. So, I'm going to go with Bunny. Bunny. You know what? You get the vibe. Okay, here's Time Walk. Thank you.
昨晩、ザ・シャックスが私のお家のリビングルームで演奏をしていた夢を見たの。一緒に歌って、一緒に踊って、頭が素晴らしいメロディーで溢れていたわ。本当に素敵な夢だったの。
Sun is out of sight.
All right, that was Trip to Japan by The Shacks. I have said this about every song, but I really like that song. I feel like it feels like the wind catching some like conversations as it passes people by. And it just, yeah, it's getting little bits and pieces from everybody. Wow, guys, I've just been really philosophical and symbolic and metaphorical this episode. I don't know what it is about today, but I'm just in a mood. Maybe it's because I'm going home this weekend, which is kind of crazy because I have to fly home and I never go home besides breaks because, well, I don't live close, but I have to go to a wedding. I'm a bridesmaid in a wedding. So maybe I'm thinking about life and its stages and whatever, whatever, whatever. Honestly, I couldn't tell you. It's none of my business to know what I'm thinking. And honestly, I don't want to know. But that could be part of it. I'm very excited to go home, though. I will say, we've only been here for four. This is the fourth week. I honestly don't know anymore. I feel like every day's a blur. Every week's a blur. But like also at the same time, I have so much to do all the time and I'm exhausted. This semester has been hellish so far. And that's not a swear word. That's an adjective. So anyone reviewing, that's an adjective. Yeah, I don't even know what to say. This year has been so much. And I feel like that's true for everyone I've talked to. Like, everybody's been having a lot to do and just been really overwhelmed. So, hey guys, we got it. Let's stick it out together. Okay? I don't really have much more to offer than that, because I'm already thinking about the fact that I have econ then back-to-back with Spanish. I actually like Spanish, but it's hard. I hate econ. So, and that's a strong word, but I really, truly, and wholeheartedly mean it. I hate that class. Hate, hate, hate it. So, wow, I'm already in a great mood. Okay, it's reached the time for a quick PSA. Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they are also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that will leave that with just... with just a brief touch causes an allergic itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish green. Good to know. Actually, I did not know that. While in the fall, the leaves turn a vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. Guys, I actually really didn't know that. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of tough students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice. Leaves of three. Let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leafed plant and don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak, and stay away. If you do come into contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, like your face, or even more sensitive areas, if you catch my meaning. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Guys, I don't think I've ever had poison ivy. Which is weird, because I feel like as a child I was in the woods a lot, but I never got poison ivy. Knock on wood. But now I don't really go in nature like that, so I feel like I'm pretty safe. For the most part. Now I'm going to say all that, and I'm actually just going to like walk in someone's backyard and get poison ivy. I feel like that's the type of luck I've been having lately. My luck has been not great. Not great at all, in fact. And maybe it's not luck, maybe I'm the problem. Maybe it's I put myself in these situations. But that's not for us to unpack together. That's for me to unpack. Okay. I have like a minute to play with. What do I even want to talk about for a minute? Let's talk about how Halloween is about a month away. Well, not really. It's like a month and a week away. But I'm already planning my costume. I think I have 3 costumes. I have like one actually like physically bought. The half of the other bought. It was already in my possession. The other I have like half of it. And the other I have none of it. So I'm going to have to start going to the thrifts, getting on my grind, and really searching for what I need. Because otherwise, I fear I'm just going to have to go nude to Halloween parties, and nobody wants that, least of all me. But Halloween is my favorite holiday because I've always loved playing dress up ever since I was a little kid. And I'm not going to tell you my Halloween costumes because I don't want you guys to steal them, because they're, well, actually one of them, like, I wouldn't be surprised if I saw somebody else wearing it. But some of them are really niche. And not to brag. Sorry. Hey, sorry. And I'm really excited about them. So I'm not going to spoil them. I will tell after the fact. All right. That was enough time to kill. The final song I have for you tonight is maybe one of the best... Or tonight. Today. Jesus Christ. Guys. Guys, I think I'm going crazy. This morning is maybe one of the best songs I've ever heard, at least within the past calendar year. I've been obsessed with this band all summer and fall thus far. I think they're so good, and everyone should, I sound like I'm reading an ad, but I really mean it, and everyone should go check out their music actually immediately. Okay, have a great rest of your day. I'm Mo. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you next Tuesday on a Monday, and this is Sin by Habibi.